What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
What up? This is another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. Man, episode 28.
Man.
Getting up there.
Deep.
Getting up there. All right. Yeah, as always, I am J.Dawg Flan.
This is Rich Nerd.
And we're back again. We haven't stopped, people. Yeah. I know you've been waiting and waiting on our eventual downfall, but it's not coming.
It's not coming.
The rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated.
We're back with another one.
And I promised someone I was going to do something special. I was going to devote all my evil.
Get them.
Purely in their direction.
I got to let y'all know before he starts, this is a disclaimer. This is going to be a petty episode.
This is going to be a petty episode. People are doubting my petty.
Don't say we didn't warn you because the shit that he's about to say.
People are doubting my...
I'm gonna join it.
People are doubting my... Like, I feel on one end, I'm kind of proud of the fact that in a certain group of people, mm-hmm. I now have a reputation for my pettiness.
Yeah.
And I take pride in that. But then there's some people who, because I now have a reputation for my pettiness, want to test my petty.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see if I can really be petty.
How petty will he be?
So, I'm gonna do...
This is the episode to find out.
This is the one. So, I'm going to start non-petty. Happy birthday to Soul Glow.
Let your soul glow.
Yeah. Celebrating my mother-in-law's, I won't say how many years, but her birthday today. And so Chan, I hope you're listening, Chan, because I was trying to get you on the team, Petty, and you held off.
Chan didn't want
to
do it.
Yeah, he didn't want to come to the dark side. It's cool, though. I completely understand. But I'll do it for you. I'm good. I can take that, man.
I got a chance to meet Chan and Soul Glow when they came out here to visit. So definitely cool people. I'm glad you guys had a chance to come out. I wish my fiance and I had a chance to spend more time with you guys. But Chan was definitely a fun, down-to-earth dude. So, you know, I can only imagine the same goes for Soul Glow after meeting the family. So, yeah, definitely. Happy birthday, you know, reliving your 33rd, have a blast. Yeah, but I got to let you know, this petty's for you.
I'm going in.
That's what she said.
All right, yeah, so shout out to Soul Glow, but Pops, this is for you. Tammy talked to her mother, Soul Glow, and we did a revisit of episode 4 where we did our top five celebrity spouses.
Top five.
I think that's going. We're gonna have to keep coming back to this theme because I think that was a great episode. And
I thought it was a good episode.
I think a lot of people relate to the conversation. So we got Chan on the show, right around the new year, right before the new year, and we tried to get his top five. I was trying to get him on Team Petty. And Chan did the noble thing. I'm not going to diss
Who's
him.
Who's in my top five?
He did.
My wife.
He put his wife in his top five celebrity five. So, yeah, okay. I'm not hating on you, Chan. That was very husbandly of you. But luckily, I'm not her husband, so I don't have that. I don't have that burden. All right, so. So now we were able to ascertain, we were able to get our hands on Soul Glow's list, top five celebrity spouses.
Came out the vault, people.
And we actually ended up with six. I went ahead and gave her six. She was trying to find her. She had an honorable mention, and I said, you know, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, is that a top five? Because it looked like six. And I was like,
you was like,
I was trying to figure out
Flan can't count.
Which one was the one that...
That was borderline.
And it's clear... Which one is the borderline looking at it right now?
All
right. The one light-skinned Negro. There's only one light-skinned Negro on the list.
I think
we're going to get to it, though.
I think his spot was solidified. I think...
His spot ain't... We're going to get to it.
There's
reasons to kick him off the list.
I don't know. Should I go in any order or should I just go in on these? So I got her top five, and I told her I had enough hate for all of them. So here we are. So I'm gonna start with one who was on the our spouse's spouse list, mm-hmm. and that's the Mighty Mos Def. Now, first off, huge Mos Def fan.
Let me preface this with saying nothing against Mos Def personally.
Personally.
But for the sake of Petty.
But for the sake of Petty, if my wife is talking about she would be that her be her celebrity spouse, well, I got some shit to say about it. And since I'm standing in for Chan today, she gonna mm-hmm. throw Mos out there. I got some shit to say about it. So all you ladies that's on the Mos Def thing, Yasiin Bey. First of all, since you changed his name to Yasiin Bey, I don't want to see, the bars ain't been there. Like, he's not doing mm-hmm. bars no more. I guess he's doing this whole other thing. And I don't know how I feel about it.
Plus, can you date a dude whose name ends in Bay?
In Bay. Because then you're going to be whatever
Bay. Bay. So Bay, Bay, Bay. Bay, Bay, Bay.
I mean, hey. You're going to be Bay's Bay? I don't know. But then the thing is, ladies, that you what you have to remember is most, and this is you can go back and research this one. He was asked if there was any law he could break, what would it be? And he said the law against polygamy, because he would rather have more than one wife than more than one girlfriend. Oh, it sounds almost sweet the way he says it, but that's some player shit. You see how mm-hmm. if a dude can make polygamy sound like something adorable and like honorable, like, oh, he would rather more than one wife than more than one girlfriend. Oh, that's some player shit. I'm just trying to tell you. He might as well hit you with the, I just woke up from having a dream about you having a dream about me having a dream about you or whatever the dude said. It's the same thing. It's game, people. It's game.
Bars.
So you don't get Mos out the way. Mos wants to be a polygamist. Y'all need to stop putting him on your list. All right. Man. I'm going to go to the other easiest for me to hate. Denzel. She put Denzel Washington on the list. First of all, too easy. Everybody puts Denzel Washington on the list.
I never even got it. And no hate against Denzel. Exactly. I just don't get it. Why he's perpetually... Denzel and Wesley Snipes makes like... Well, Wesley used to make everybody's list. Denzel still makes lists. Like, what about Denzel is making people drop the panty drawers? I don't get it.
The panty drawers. I don't get it. And I'm saying, I'm secure enough in my man here to say Wesley Snipes is an attractive man. I say Mos Def is an attractive man. Mm-hmm. Denzel is just a dude. I think it's the walk. I think the walk is what has always got.
But
him.
He don't always have the walk. Sometimes he got the walk heels. Sometimes you know.
And the whole and a little swagger joint. But what bothers me about Denzel is in that movie in Traitor. Not Traitor, damn. Training Day, mm-hmm. when he won that Oscar.
How the fuck did I know you was going to say Training Day? Because right now in my head, trying to be petty, I got you Training Day.
You motherfuckers. You playing ball on Pelican Bay. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Nah, you know what I'm saying? I went to school in Southeast D.C. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been around black people my whole life. I ain't never seen nobody say nigga that many times. In the day.
Oh, no, he ran with it.
He ran with it.
He motherfucking ran
And you
with
was
it.
A black person playing a black person in the movie. Mm-hmm. Even if that was in the script, you should have been like, hold up, homie. Like, it don't really go down like that. He from Brooklyn or something. Like, ain't he from Brooklyn?
Yeah, he said nigga more than Johnny Cotton back in slavery. So, yeah, no. He ran with it.
He sold out a little bit on that one. And he's not that attractive. And, ladies, at some point, you're going to get hit with that. What law say I got to like you? Right. you gonna get in your feelings one day and say something to Denzel, and he gonna pull a line out from a movie, and there's nothing you gonna be able to do.
Man, I just saw Denzel in Magnificent Seven.
Yeah,
playing a black cowboy with mutton chops.
Come on, son.
This dude had mutton chops, and I don't know what he had on his lip. Was it a scar or a perpetual cold sore or HP1? I don't know. That shit just looked weird. The whole episode, whole movie.
Yes, I'm hating on. And then again, you know, all actors on this list, ladies, why would you pick an actor? Like, y'all can't understand. Y'all can't choose whether not to trust us.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, y'all get confused about whether we're telling the truth.
You calling her regular everyday dude
right.
a liar.
I'm a regular dude, and you be like, I don't know. That must have meant when I say I'm going to the bathroom. Why are you going to the bathroom right now? You don't want to be around me? What are mm-hmm. you trying to say? What you gonna do when you got a dude that really can mask his emotions and jump into a
exactly.
whole another character?
These motherfuckers ever took my.
I'm saying, y'all ain't
I'm
thinking
not
this
going
through.
Going to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm just taking a short walk so that way I could come back and avail myself of your beauty one more time
back,
again.
When I come back, I'm putting cases on all you. Nah, I'm saying, y'all gotta stop with the actor stuff. You're not thinking this through. So the same goes for Morris Chestnut. And he can't take a picture without smirking. Like, I've looked.
Yeah, every picture.
Every picture is that same, like, not same, even really a smile. It's a smirk. He been rocking the same, like,
that same shit grin.
The same, what you call that shit? When you connect.
What is it,
the goatee? The goatee and the shit connect and all that.
Vertical, yeah. Same shit grin. Every
same
picture.
Shit grin.
He in all the black people movies.
He does all the black people movies. I don't believe him as the praying football player.
No,
I don't. But he's not believable to me.
What about this motherfucker? This motherfucker, motherfucking Boris Kojo.
You know
all
what,
the movies he been in. He gonna fix his teeth yet? Even Nas visited the dentist.
Two knocks on Boris Kojo. One, I don't trust pretty dudes. He's known for being pretty. Like that's his only claim to fame. He pretty and he speak a couple languages because he ain't from here. You know. And then the other thing is, ladies, if you marry a Boris Kojo, you better have a maintenance-free hairstyle because you're not getting no mirror time in the morning. Or you're going to have your own mirror room because Boris
He's not sharing.
All these little extra pretty dudes, I understand they like to look at themselves. Mm-hmm. You're going to have jacked up hair for the rest of your life because you ain't going to have 5 minutes to touch it up in the morning because Boris is hogging the whole mirror.
And he's the only waffle-colored Negro on the list.
And I don't trust dude with pink lips. I don't trust dudes with pink lips. Can't do it. Never had, never will.
I don't even know why. Who picks Boris? First of all, I still can't get out of my head when he was in Madea with the motherfucking micro cornrows with the bandana tied around his head. What was it? Like a do-right woman or a woman that... Well, he was in one of the motherfucking movies with that woman who husband cheating on her.
Yeah, I don't watch Madea movies.
Listen, all I know is this waffle-colored Negro has some light-skinned cornrows. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I don't know if you can hook me up over there with some power, sir. I ain't plugged in. I'm so full into hate mode right now. I'm missing out on Louis. I said Boris Kojo. I don't even understand why.
Alright, so these two, I was on a fence with Mos Def, but fuck it, we going petty. Idris Elba. This dude is now a professional fighter. He's out here kicking ass. About to be motherfucking James Bond.
I don't see it.
He played every role under the sun. He's everybody. He's everywhere.
Alright, look. You know, I'm not trying to side with Trump. We do have jobs to protect. I'm just being real. How is it that we're making a show in Baltimore about Baltimore drug dealers and we got to go hire a dude from across the pond? Like, why do we have to go all the way over there to get dude and we in Baltimore making a show about Baltimore?
There's plenty of motherfucking drug dealers in Baltimore.
Why you gonna have to? Was he the only one too? I think he was the only like non-American dude. They just pick a random like just for this one character. We just don't want an American.
I wonder if they paid him extra.
And then I seen Idris Elba and I hope I'm right on this one. I hope it wasn't somebody else. I believe Tammy can vouch.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was with me at that show. Tammy, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but he tried to be a DJ once. He's trying his fighting thing out. And hopefully that goes better than his DJ career because he sucked as a DJ. And
he really knows how to fight. So I don't know.
If you destroy music for me, you just... You know what I'm saying? Like, ladies, you don't necessarily need a professional fighter. But if you have a dude that's like trying to put a mix CD together for you and he can't even do that right, like, come on, son.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you think you're going to get that James Bond smooth British accent. He got more like that Ali G. I heard him talk for real. Right? He got really that Ali G. What'd you say, Brixton? He got that Brixton style joint.
Brixton,
You ain't ready for it. Your whole fantasy gonna get fucked up. You ain't gonna be ready. Idris Elba is not the one. Now the last one is the one that breaks my heart. But I gotta do it because they question my petty. Three stacks.
I'm
sitting here right now like I'm really not prepared for this one. What am I going to say about Three Star?
Sorry, Miss Soul Glow. Ooh, he is for real.
What am I going to say about Three Star? I don't know. I really don't know what to say about
Three Star. I'm trying to think of something. Because he wore a long scarf one time. Like,
boom! There you go. That's all I need.
This is hard. That's all I need. Talk shit about three stats.
I wasn't comfortable with a lot of that stuff, you know. I think three stacks is a type that would say some things to you that don't make sense, and he get a pass because it's three stacks. Like,
because you'd be like, you know what, that shit's so deep.
So deep. He another one of them emperor's clothes dudes. Yeah, like, you know, he just deep. Say stuff, there's a little, you know, like, man, what did that mean? If I admit I don't know what it means, then I'm admitting that I ain't that bright.
He's one of those people that can get away with that pick-up line, though.
He could get away with it.
He's like, I woke up from a dream about having a dream about you, but then I realized I never even was dreaming. See, it was my subconscious on the level of my astral plane foreseeing my future. You know what I'm saying? I saw in my future was you.
Because what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold, baby. Ice cold. That's also pimp shit. Ice cold, baby. Make your next move your best move.
Yeah, three stacks, he gave me with that shit.
I'm saying, yeah, I keep picking these pimps and then wonder how you get fucked up in the game like that. When dudes are spitting this game, we done heard some crazy lines out of these celebrity spouse picks of ladies. And when they throwing the game at you like that, you just going to be mesmerized for the rest of your life and don't know what happened to you in a couple of years.
Starstruck.
So that's my hate for the entire list. Please give me another one. I'm ready to go. Yeah, anybody out there, and I'm putting this out there because this is my level of petty. I'm only hating on women's lists. If a dude come up with a list, I'm backing all of them. All five, I'm with you 100% day one.
I don't know. It depends on
all day, every day.
Because if a dude come up in here talking about, you know what, I was about to say Tammy Faye.
Oh, yeah, who is Tammy Faye?
American Express commercial. The one where she offered to pay for the dude stuff. On the plane. I was about to say Tammy Faye.
I'm co-signing out.
She's not like
that. I'm co-signing out.
You know, it's hard to think of somebody
the same way. Is I can't. There's not a dude you can name I can't find a reason to hate. There's probably not a woman you can find. I'll be like, I co-signed out.
Let me see. A dude that you can't hate. Carmelo Anthony. You're right, because I got some shit to talk about Carmelo later. Anyway, so you're right.
I can't hate on his wife though. I can't hate on his wife. Did you catch the La La Line and Royce's last freestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy. I can't hate on his wife though.
Let me see who can't you hate on?
Hate. Let me say.
What
this,
about
though.
Royce?
Let me say. I can't. That's a good one, Rich. I can hate on Royce. I think Royce something like, you know, I'm a big fan of structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you listen to me when I try to rap, I have a rhyme scheme and I adhere to it. You know, I may change scheme mid-verse, but there's a transition. Like, there's a pattern to my rhyme. Like, Royce sometimes is so lyrical that he'll get so deep in the metaphor that he doesn't care about rhyme scheme. And it works for him.
That's how his Lodge joint was. He went completely past. Like, I was like, what?
He don't care about making bars match.
Oh, yeah, like, I was like, fuck the scale. Like,
hey, he'll come back to that word he used 6 bars
ago. That's what I was about to say. The crazy shit is the way he brings it back full circle.
But it's supposed to be hate, so you can't.
That's what I was about to say. See, with this conversation, though, because you know what it is, you can't get mad.
I'm mad. I would like. I like it better when he's like just he's structured. He's on bar. But so he don't have enough structure and fuck ball head dude. So that's my voice hate. I think I'm gonna do it though. I think I'm gonna do it one of these days. I'm hearing that that's like the dad thing to do to just. Cut it off.
Hey. I ain't got no choice. I'm thin in the front, so my shit going away anyway. I'm gonna have to go bald at some point.
I'm trying to grow out the beard. I'm gonna look like Caesar before it's all done.
Yeah, I'm trying. I got the beard percolating now. I got the hair. Hold on to it as long as I don't know why I said F because I would drop F bombs. Fuck it all day, but whatever. Hold on to it for as long as I can.
Syrup, painkillers, cigarettes.
So that was your getting evil out. Yeah. So. Here's my shit. We motherfucking spoke about this the other day, and I just could not understand it. I saw 2 articles back to back on some reckless, stupid ass shit, and I just had to bring it up. What the fuck is going on with this trans age and ageism shit. They got a dude motherfucking living. It's a 52-year-old guy, you know, completely stressed out. He got a wife. He got kids. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm fed up with life. Tunes out. He's fucking in here living as a 6-year-old girl with some family. Family adopted him. He's now a 6-year-old girl and shit.
Hold on. He got adopted?
Yeah, they fucking like, taking care of him and all of this fucking shit.
Okay, but not like legally
adopted. I don't know if they legally adopted him or not.
But I think you can still adopt somebody. Probably could,
yeah. Yeah, it's paperwork is paperwork. You can do it legally. And he's fucking living with them as their 6-year-old girl. Fucking took him on, they have playtime. They calling it, they coloring shit together. They do blocks together. They call it play therapy and shit.
Yeah.
What? You know what? I'm fucking stressed. Can somebody take me shopping? I need some shopping therapy. He's 52 years old with a family of his fucking own.
But he's a 6-year-old girl.
You know what? I need a break from reality. I need a break from my family. I'm going to go be this man and this woman's 6-year-old daughter. The fuck I look like hugging a big, brolic, fucking burly-ass man. Take him on. Hi, honey. How was school? Like, what the fuck?
No.
Fucking transgender. So now it's okay to fucking identify as something. As this dude says, you know what? I'm not a man anymore. I identify as a 6-year-old girl. And we just supposed to accept this shit.
What was wrong with it?
And this goes back to earlier shit that we fucking spoke about.
This is what I've been preaching for a long time.
You're accepting too much shit.
The destruction of definition. We don't want anything. Yeah, no, fuck nothing that. Can be anything. You can identify with whatever it is you want. I'm not going to knock your ability to identify as something. Identifying as something and being something.
Two fucking totally two different.
Completely
and
different.
And we out here with laws letting people like be what you want to be.
You can't be what you want to be. Like I can identify as, like I said, I could identify as a millionaire or a dude with a 800 credit score. That ain't getting me, you know. I still can't buy the car I want. I still can't get the loan I want.
I don't know. If the car dealership deals in alternate facts, you could.
So I say we do. If you can identify as a 6-year-old girl, if you can now not only choose your sex, but your ethnicity and your age, dude, I am choosing my credit score. I don't understand why I can't.
Why not? That's creditism. That's
creditism. Right. How you going to discriminate? You going to tell me?
You going to impose this 700 on me?
Yeah.
You going to force me in that 700. How come I can't have an 850?
Right. I identify as somebody who don't owe that debt.
Shit. Why can't I have a 900? Why I even got to be on a motherfucking scale? Exactly. You see what I'm saying? It's creditism.
I'm going to go to work tomorrow and tell my boss I identify as his boss. What you going to tell me?
You can't tell you shit.
Can't tell me nothing.
Backed by the motherfucking United States government.
Exactly. Shit. It's got to be some day. It's got to be a point.
It's got to be into it at some fucking point.
It's got to be a point where it stops. And it's one of those slippery slopes that you can't set a stopping point. So you just can never start it. I'm saying, people, exactly. We're going to have to backtrack. And I apologize to folks that this is going to offend and folks that this is going to affect. But it's going too far. Like, it's going too far. And the only way to correct it is to backtrack completely and say it is what it is.
I'm not even done it. I can't wait to see what you got to say about this next shit.
Let's go.
This other one, this dude is like late 30s, 40 years old, something like that, going into Starbucks. Barista's there. She's 17. I forget what state they were in, but 17 was the legal age of consent. Supposed legal age of consent. Because, of course, it varies by state legislative, state law. So, excuse me. She's continuously like hitting on a girl, asking the girl out. You know, the girl is freaked out. Like, she's turned off. Like, she's fucking 17 years old, 40-year-old man. Trying to push up on her fucking sexually, not talking about, hey, you know, I think your eyes are pretty, but like on some serious, like sexual, like advances. She's fucking 17 years old.
We should go ahead and take that whipped cream and head to the bathroom.
She says something to the management security, so they end up ejecting a guy. He gets banned from the Starbucks. So now he's fucking raising his thing. He's trying to file a lawsuit and everything, and he's trying to sue on the grounds that it's ageism. Yeah. You know, If she's at the age of consent, and even if she wasn't at the age of consent, so what? Who's to tell him who he can fall in love with? Age should not matter because love is love, and he's suing on the grounds of ageism. Let this motherfucking lawsuit, let him motherfucking prevail, and this shit pass the fucking law and set some motherfucking precedent. And this shit, gonna make it motherfucking legal. I'm upset. This shit gonna shit gonna make pedophilia fucking legal.
Right.
We gonna
exactly
make it legal because it's ageism. Make it legal for a man to fucking date a child.
That is, I mean,
this is where we're going because we don't want to fucking force people to fucking identify and put labels on shit. Fuck that.
And again, if you want to identify as something, I can't stop you from identifying. I'm not trying to stop you as identifying from something. But there's a limit where we're not going to be able to look at you as what you identify as. We're going to have to look at you as what you are. And I think people need to come to terms with what they are. You know, regardless of what you identify as, identify with what you want to identify with, but still know what you are, you know, and there's going to have to be a limit at some point. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be a point at which that is the way we're going to have to look at you. Because if we keep going down this path of looking at people the way they tell us to look at them or identifying them the way they tell us that, that's too much power. You know, you can't tell me how I got to see you. That's unfair to me. I feel like that's a judgment on me.
You're taking away my choice.
You're taking away my choice. You tell me that I have to look at a 35-year-old man or a 50-year-old man and see a 6-year-old girl.
Ain't gonna happen.
That's not fair to me. You invading on my rights now.
No, this reminds me of, have you seen The Fifth Element?
I believe I have seen it.
It was a scene in The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis.
Chris Tucker.
And police showed up at his door, told him to put his hands on the wall. And to identify himself,
yeah.
Puts his hand on the wall and it like identify yourself. He is like, I am a meat popsicle. And they're like, okay. That's what the fuck we get into.
That's what we get into.
That's what the shit made me motherfucking think of every time. This is fucking retarded.
Hey, you come to arrest me, I'm like, I'm not Jared Flanagan. Who said I was Jared? You might think I'm
black. I'm not even black.
Yeah.
Shit, this is, listen.
I'm gonna pull that, what was that damn?
Reverse vitiligo.
It was that, it was a Snickers commercial where the dude got a concussion or something on the field. And he was like, do you know where you are? Like, yeah, I'm at the game. You know what you're doing? I'm playing football. Do you know who you are? I'm Batman. Like, that's my go-to from now on.
Man, I ain't gonna drag us down no more with this topic. We can move on to something else. I'm saying this shit is motherfucking stupid.
But since we barbershop talk, I just want to throw this one out there because I saw it the other day and I think it connects. I saw somebody with a bumper sticker about being a grand... having a grand dog or something like that. Like, they don't have a grand child. They have a grand puppy or something like that.
What? See, that's some shit Renee was saying.
You know what? I'm going to go further in on that on another episode. I got a lot to say about that. But let's keep it moving. Grand let's see puppy. What we got next.
So this stupid shit. I don't know. It's not necessarily stupid. Well, this one is stupid. This one is okay stupid. But this one is real stupid. You know, I'm going to go with the okay one first. And then we're going to slingshot to the real stupid. Because the real stupid is real stupid.
All right.
Everybody going crazy online.
Everybody over in the club getting tips.
Beyonce and Jay-Z having twins.
People get pregnant
everybody posting, oh my God, congratulations. Motherfucking Beyonce and Jay-Z wasn't posting talking about congratulations to me.
You know, I'm afraid because I know Tammy wanted like our first pregnancy to be twins. So she'd get the two kids out of the way and it'd be done. And I feel like now I'm never going to hear that. Like Beyonce having twins. Now it's got to be like some method we could use to have twins.
Yeah, it is. They fucking paid for that shit.
Yeah.
And then what's crazy to me is the fact that they planned their announcement. We all know they planned this announcement. This shit perfectly correlates with February 1st. Early morning, first day of Black History Month.
I'm telling you.
Everybody can post it.
I'm telling you, in like 20 years, this is going to be like...
It's the first thing that's going to pop up.
This is going to be like a Black History trivia question. On this day in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Beyonce and Jay-Z Carter.
Next year, Sean Carter. Next year, as soon as the clock strikes 12:01 midnight, everybody's memory is going to pop up. I'm like, Jay-Z and Beyonce announced their pregnancy.
Yo, contest idea. Matter of fact, contest. Whoever... can comment, and you got to comment on the website because there's too many other places to comment. Yeah, go do whatistws.com, find this episode, comment in this episode with the names for the twins. Best two names gets a free t-shirt.
I like that one.
Best two names for the Carter twins.
You heard the man.
Free t-shirt. We got Blue Ivy. Where do we go now? Because we did.
Go to the website, whatistws.com, episode number 28. We're going to have a contest. What should Bay and Jay name their twins? Best names, Free t-shirt.
Free t-shirt. Of your choice.
In the continental United States only.
Yeah, can we even ship overseas?
Man, I don't even know if we could. Continental United States only.
Can t-shirts travel? I don't know. I guess you can get out, you can't get back in. That's how it works. All right, whatever. All
right, so this is the other one. This fucking China Tiger incident. This shit, first of all, they didn't want to pay. Right. So they jumped the fucking wall. Jumped the fucking fence, land into a tiger home, tiger habitat, whatever the fuck you call it. These niggas, this motherfucker gets attacked by a tiger. It's not funny that...
It's funny.
It's not funny. It's funny. I don't know what's worse. The fact that he just did... How much money was he fucking saving? Was it worth your life? And then you jump right into the habitat? Well, what, did he not know the habitat was there? I don't know. Let me get through this.
If you want, you got to do some research before you jump into a zoo.
I don't know what's worse. The fact that he jumped in and probably didn't realize he was going to land directly into the habitat.
Or that his man's left him.
That his people's left him. Or that he was immediately fucking attacked. Or the fact that he was motherfucking living and being mauled for an hour. A fucking hour?
Oh, that's so wrong.
For an hour, everybody sat there with cameras. What you videotaping?
What are you gonna get in there?
I'm not gonna get in there. For an hour, somebody couldn't get a dart and shoot the tiger up. Get a dart. You get a 38. Get a 50.
Well, we had the incident with Harambe. Why are we gonna kill the tiger?
It was in China. It's different rules over there.
This goes back to because
animals have more rights than people.
This goes back to that Cat Williams bit. From years ago when the dude got killed in San Diego. It's like, why are we going to blame the only real motherfucker in the situation? The tiger was being a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
He was being what a tiger is supposed to be.
That's what a motherfucking tiger does.
That's the reason why they're in a habitat that you have to climb a fence to get into. Because this is what a tiger does.
Shit was crazy, B.
I believe if you grown in China... I believe if you grown in China and you jump a fence and you grown in China jump a fence and get killed by a tiger, then I'm supposed to laugh and I'm gonna enjoy it. Like, we gotta go back to Cat Williams. Tiger was being a tiger. Now his mans backed up and left unharmed.
That it
was
man.
like yo, go ahead and take that L.
Oh, how you feel right now? He's like,
both of us ain't gotta die, B.
He's like, I'm sorry.
People get mauled every day, B.
I saw when he got you, and I was just like, it's time to rethink this whole idea.
It's just too many. Was he in the back with the Puff Daddy? Like, take that. I don't know.
But many jokes you can do with this.
Whose mans is this?
I was about to say, he need to, fire that dude, but clearly it doesn't matter at this point.
I mean, somebody had
An hour, though. Imagine.
So was his man like just watching the joint for an hour? Like,
he's like, ooh.
Damn, son.
Block. It's going for your leg. Block.
Why you ain't duck, B?
It's not funny, but it's funny. How much is... So, American prices. The zillion, but like $10, $12?
I'm just saying.
You get the all-inclusive ticket, you might motherfucking... And you go see the show, you might pay $20, $25. Was it that serious?
It couldn't have been.
Your life is worth $25?
So now, not only do your children... grow up without a father. Now they grow up probably afraid to ever go to the zoo again. You done messed up the zoo for life for these people.
And what's crazy is it's one of those stories where it's one of those when they think you're lying. Kids go to school the next day. What did you do over the weekend? Oh, I watched my dad get eaten by a lion. Wan Jin. It's not funny, Wan Jin. Like, the fuck? No, you need to see a note. No, it's fucking stupid.
But white people, if you can't understand what it's like to be a tiger in a habitat, you'll never understand what it's like to be a black man in America.
Man.
They're going to shoot the only real motherfucker in the situation. No, they didn't shoot. So shout out to China for not shooting the only real motherfucker in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you jump into a tiger cage.
Yeah, that's on you.
That's on you. And I'm saying that if I jump into a tiger cage or a gorilla cage or an ostrich cage, I don't care if an ostrich pecks me to death. I gotta take that as my fault. Please do not kill that animal. Now, if the ostrich gets out the cage, shoot him on sight twice.
All right, so before we run out of time, let me get this one in.
All right, go ahead.
See how you feel about this one, because this is equally as motherfucking stupid. How do you feel about alternative facts?
You know what? So I was reading something about this early in his pregnancy. early in his presidency. Is that what you call it? Presidency? That's a word?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's only a week in.
He's gaslighting. And I forget the exact explanation of like gaslighting. But it's being so crazy. Like, if you can be crazy and look sane while you're doing it, then you make everybody else think that they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you keep doing stuff and then people are like, that's crazy. And you're like, what are you talking about? That's not crazy at all. These are alternative facts. Yeah, what do you mean?
The new normal.
Then now all of a sudden you start questioning yourself like, alternative facts? Is that a thing? You can have alternative facts. You know, he just, if you say stuff with enough confidence,
and
no matter
crazy
how much bullshit it is,
they got people out here motherfucking repeating
alternative facts.
You know what I'm saying? If it's anything alternative to a fact is a lie.
Right. The alternative to a fact. When you're in a situation and you don't want to tell the truth, the alternative.
So they up here, what was his name? Sean Spencer, Spice, whatever. Next motherfucking presidential fucking White House representative, whatever.
Press secretary.
At another press event, he gonna go say, oh, you know, the media is fucking, what was his exact term? Falsely labeling this whole ban
as
for
a
motherfucking the Muslim ban as a motherfucking ban. It is not a ban.
Right.
You look at him the day before, this is a ban.
It's a ban.
That night, a ban. Trump on his tweets, a ban.
In an interview after that press meeting.
A ban. So how is the media falsely labeling this?
Because according to him, they are now calling it a ban because the media calls it a ban. Like, they're just using the media's word.
They did it first and after, but they blame the museums in it.
But who does that? If you call me Gerard, I'm not going to start calling myself Gerard because that's what you called me. I'm going to correct you every time and tell you my name is Jared.
It's the bullshit, and this is the shit that he gets away with.
If you say it, if you tell a lie with conviction, you will make people who aren't like 100% steadfast in their belief start to question themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's what's happening. Unless you are, and this is what I said before the election, you need to decide what you believe, and you need to dig in, because they is going to be under attack nonstop for the foreseeable future. And they're going to say it, and they're going to say it with so much conviction in their heart. If you read these tweets and the stuff on Twitter, these things people have to say, you know, there are as many people who believe Obama was the greatest president we've ever had as there are people who believe he was the worst president ever had. And they believe that. They believe it when they say it. And if you're not strong enough in your belief or what you think just happened, they're going to sway you. So you better choose what you believe. Don't be waking up from a dream about me having a dream about you having a dream about me. Don't fall for the inception, dog. It's coming.
Sure. I'm going to end it out with this, because this one, I can't even say I know how I feel about this, but I don't even know how I feel about
this. What you got? I'm ready for it now. I'm in good shape.
This whole black Netflix, brown sugar, black sports. Hey. It's crazy, because it's like, how do you feel about black sports? Because then it's like everything... It's technically everything. So Jackie Brown,
right?
It's technically labeled as black exploitation. So am I wrong for liking Jackie Brown? Then it's like, I don't think but Shaft. Dolomite.
I say for the time, for for black people having the ability to go see a real movie production, and it had black people in it, like. I think that was the thing. Like, you know, here are... we're on the screen.
Yeah. Now,
the story is fucked up, and shit that they trying to say we do on a daily basis is fucked up, and all our heroes is, like, womanizers and gangsters and pimps.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Jim Brown is on the screen. At least I can turn on the TV and I can see Bushido Brown and all that good shit, you know. Now, because I'm starting to... Because we've said about building this infrastructure... So I'm starting to turn this corner Like, I used to hate people like that. I'm gonna be completely honest. I used to hate like the black for the sake of black people. Mm-hmm. And I got like family members who just like who like black. Like, you get a Christmas card and it's like
black.
It's black. It's Kwanzaa. It's green. It's red, black, and green. It got all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna get nothing from them that ain't like that ain't black. But I'm starting to get down with it. I'm gonna try out this black Uber. I forget what the name of it is. I'm gonna run with that joint.
We're gonna bring in next episode.
We're gonna talk about that some more. If the Brown Sugar had something other than blaxploitation films, I probably would run with sugar. That. I probably would run because Brown Sugar, the movie, is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I do like that movie.
If they had that movie on there, I'd rock with it. But I ain't gonna get black Netflix so I can watch Shaft or Blackula or something like that. Speaking of that, I did go to the movies like a couple years ago to see Black Frankenstein. Have you ever seen that joint?
I feel like I couldn't make it through.
It's the worst movie ever. It's like, it's so bad that it's good because of how bad it is. Like, you watch it and just...
It's like cult following
enjoy
type shit,
the horribleness of the movie. But he was like raping white women. It was crazy.
I will say this, since I brought up Black History Month. Today is February 1st. Today is the first day of Black History Month. We should not wait until the first day of this month to recognize all Black history, to recognize all of our accomplishments, and recognize all of our contribution, to recognize ourselves. But it seems like that's what a lot of people do. So if that's what it takes for you to get up and do something, fine. So, you know, I'm challenging everybody. This Black History Month, you know, let's try to support all of our small businesses, all of our Black entrepreneurs, all of our Black local merchants, our minority local merchants, minority small businesses. Yeah. And, you know, let's keep the money within our communities. Let's keep the money within ourselves. Let's help
build
to
that infrastructure.
Build our each other's wealth. Yeah. You know, let's work with each other, build our infrastructure. You know, let's get Black Wall Street popping again and see what happens. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Not what I mean. That's that New York.
Not
what
I mean. Not what I mean. Not what I
mean. AB. Nah. But but yeah, I'm at work today. Like, I'm going to work on my Tony shit. Do you know what today is? And people are like, what? It's the first day of Black History Month. Like, you can't tell me now. I'm going to start posting facts in the office and everything. I'm showing out this year.
Facts.
I'm showing out this year. I got it. I think people forget that I'm black every once in a while. Like, my name is Jared White Flanagan. Yeah, it makes it real easy.
You
want to
walk in with a name tag that says, I'm black. Be petty. I'm black. I'm black.
But anyway, you know what? I'm gonna change my Skype status, my Skype the joint at the top of your Skype to what can Brown do for you? I'm gonna fuck with him this month. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah, this was good. We had a good episode. We had to get the petty out.
We got some more serious stuff to talk about.
We'll be back.
But this was good exercise. I felt good about it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. This is the start of a new trend. I think we're gonna try out this like 45-minute. Mm-hmm. Time frame. So we coming right up on it. So we're gonna shut it down. As always, ttcharities.org.
Definitely.
Check it out. Donate time, money, clothes, toys, books, whatever. You know, if you can just spread the word, share the post, tell a friend, whatever. Let's help, like you said, let's build our own infrastructure. Let's help each other out. Let's be our own brothers. Let's be our brother's keeper and not depend on anyone to take care of ourselves. Hair Lounge, we will be posting that episode at some point in the future, just editing it. I want to make that one epic, so that's the only hold up on that episode. But Hair Lounge in Pflugerville for all your hair care needs.
800 Pecan Street or Pecan Street or however you want
to
say it.
Yeah, we want to do an episode on pecan. But yeah, check them out. It's a dope environment. I just love being in the shop and, you know, and all of the hairstylists are great. TWS Multimedia. We're coming up with new ideas every day. We're branching out. We're trying to do newer and bigger and better things. I'm making some contacts with other podcasters, so look forward to that. Of us, you know, doing some collaborations with other groups. We're doing the everyday challenge.
One episode a day challenge.
One episode a day challenge. So we'll be posting on our Twitter. We'll be posting daily.
One episode a day of just another podcast, radio show,
another show that
YouTube
we follow,
channel,
stuff like
just,
that.
You know, just
and it's not
a
random stuff.
Outlet.
Yeah, not random stuff. This is going to be stuff that we actually enjoy listening to, and we follow that we just sharing so that, you know, we can increase the reach.
Sharing is caring.
I share because I care. And that's all I got to say. And this has been another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. We thank you for listening. Tell a friend, press play, be the light, all that good shit.
Peace.
Peace.